Coming up next week, starting next Friday, is an adaptive self-defense class. Here to tell us more about that is Clint Schultz, who will be teaching that. Good morning.
Good morning, Maria.
Thanks so much for being here. What is adaptive self-defense?
So adaptive self-defense is really taking about 20 years of martial arts and kind of military experience and just taking the best and the most simplest self-defense concepts and just kind of putting them together. The idea is that it's something that both men, women, people can use to keep themselves safe. It's not overcomplicated. It's very direct. And then each piece kind of builds off the others. And so whether the people come in for, you know, a couple weeks or they stay with the whole program, the idea is that they're going to be able to walk away with things that are very applicable for them.
And is this something you came up with yourself or it's a program nationally? Or
so it's probably over the last 10 years, it's been self-defense that I've been teaching. Usually when I do seminars or trainings or special workshops, these are like the pieces that I feel very comfortable in teaching someone to defend themselves. And so the idea was we just wanted to take things that are just very useful, things that people can use, and put it together in a program that that will keep people safe.
And what might be an example of a technique, if you can describe that on the radio, of what you might be learning?
So the program really focuses on scenario-based drills. And so if we take, for example, just a just like a front grab, someone comes on the street and grabs you. Depending on the environment, we may have maybe 10 different ways that we can get out of it. Things from being just very direct on using our voice, on pushing our hand out and, you know, letting someone know that, you know, they need to let go, to things that would be maybe moving our body in a way that we're able to get their hands off of us, so much as to being able to actually strike the attacker if we felt that this was like an immediate threat and someone was trying to hurt us. And so we go through escalation process, of everything from awareness, identifying that a threat's taking place or could take place, to disengaging the threat, to then defending ourselves.
And I don't know if this has been taught before. Is there a reason this is happening now?
There's not a overly big reason. I teach both karate and Filipino martial arts on Wednesday, and then we also have some other wonderful martial art groups here in town. But I know a lot of people, they just don't want to do maybe a traditional art, or they don't want to do just a like a specific like style. They just want to learn how to defend themselves. And so for those people that just want to get a really good workout, because we do high intensity aerobic activities, you know, if you get yourself in a self-defense situation, you don't want to get overly tired in the first couple minutes. And so staying in good shape, staying in good health, and then adding on very specific just self-defense related. So it would relate to people who maybe don't have, you know, can't go to class 3 or 4 days a week, but they can hit once a week. You know, they got a job, they got a family. So it's just trying to relate to people that could really use identifying, you know, those single mothers and then some dads that may want to get out and just learn some good striking stuff and good self-defense, and then identifying college students. We're opening the class for ages 16 plus, and so hitting some of those older teenagers, you know, especially as they're, you know, in high school and as they, you know, get ready to graduate and leave, to give them skills that they can walk away and feel, you know, feel like they got a really solid foundation.
So it sounds like this is both exercise and self-defense. So how demanding is the exercise portion?
So probably really dependent on the individual. I've always had the philosophy is you do what you can, and then as you can do more, you add in more. And so say we did 30 minutes of some good high intensity workout. And it's a little different. You know, we're not just going to be like jogging and stuff like that. It's going to be like lots of like striking drills or high intensity We call them high intensity kind of fighting drills or self-defense drills. And so, but they're used to just get the heart going. It's not about form or anything. It's just directly just hitting the pad or moving the pad or getting past somebody. And so they're just, you know, people's conditioning level. They just meet wherever they're at. And then, you know, every week, you know, we'll just keep pushing it a little harder and a little farther. And, you know, for those that can go, you know, do a little bit more, they'll do more. And so everybody will be able to kind of do it at their own pace, but we'll keep kind of pushing the class.
Okay, and you mentioned 16 and up.
Yes.
And both men and women.
Yep.
Everybody's.
Both, yep. Everybody's welcome to do it. I've let some people know, been asked, you know, hey, if I got a teenage, you know, son or daughter younger, can they do it? And we said this is on instructor approval. So if they got someone younger, but they're willing to do the class with them, that's a big key. So for, you know, for anyone younger than 16, if the father or mother wants to be involved with them, do the class with them, I think it's a great idea, and we'll be looking at that as being okay.
And it's not, I don't believe, very long. It's how many weeks is it?
Oh, so it's a full program. So we'll run every Friday, starting November 4th, and we'll go indefinite.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And is there like a drop-in fee, or how does that work?
Yeah, so the rec center, we set it up to be pretty cost-effective. So I think the month of November is $21 for the month. So an hour and a half class. And then, you know, we'll run that it is a program, so people will be able to progress through the stages. So we'll be working on what's called the Fighter One Foundation Skills. And then as people, you know, stick with it and move on, they'll move to Fighter Two and then move to Fighter Three. And we got one guy right now that's working with me, and he's going to be kind of coming along and helping out with the class. And so we've been kind of doing extra trainings, and should be a really great opportunity.
Okay, these are at the Gateway Recreation Center Fridays, and what time are the classes?
We'll be starting right at 5 to 6:30, and you know, we let people know, you know, if they need to come, you know, work schedule always can inhibit some stuff. So if they need to come a little, you know, 15, 20 minutes late, it's not overly a big deal. So, you know, we'll run consistently. We've got some guys that are doing some shift working. You know, I've asked, you know, hey, can I be there for 2 weeks and, you know, be off for 2 weeks? And that's perfectly fine, too, because of the way it's designed. You know, they'll pick up great skills, you know, the time that they're here, you know, and then they'll just have to work on the skills when they're not. And then they just keep plugging in.
Okay, so it sounds like if you can't make it for a couple of weeks, that you still can benefit from this.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it will continue on
yep.
through December onward? And
yep. Through next year, the goal is to just keep the self-defense program available for people that would be interested in it. So we always get the, you know, you start a new program and something very specific, you get a high interest level. And so the key is just to keep that high interest level going. We plan on offering probably some women self-defense classes probably twice a year. So I'll do something probably in January or February just specifically for our women here in town. And then and I'll do another one here at the probably in the fall time next year.
Okay. Sounds very interesting. Anything else you wanted to add?
No, we look forward to, you know, being able to provide an opportunity. One of our big focuses is just to, you know, try to keep people aware and safe. And, you know, anytime we hear those stories of, you know, things that happen, you know, in people's lives, you know, we always think about couldn't they be prevented, or could they have been able to keep themselves safe? And so these are the skills that we can do that.
Okay, great. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks, Maria.
Clint Schultz. And again, upcoming next Friday, November 4th, is the first of the adaptive self-defense classes. Those are at the Gateway Recreation Center, so you can contact them for more information.